Hi, this is What You Say in English, Season 3, Episode 34.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of What You Say in English, the podcast in which I listen to you and give you my professional feedback. My name is Frank, and I'm your host. Today, we have an intriguing topic to delve into, plurilingualism and its implications for language assessment. It sounds like a strange term, but plurilingualism, you may be wondering, what exactly does that mean? Well, according to the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages, the CEFR, plurilingualism refers to developing linguistic repertoire of an individual user. In simpler terms, it recognizes that people have language abilities that go beyond just one language. It's like having a diverse toolbox of languages at your disposal, each contributing to your overall linguistic skills. Now, how did I stumble upon this fascinating concept? Well, I recently came across a publication by Cambridge Assessment, which was posted in their official blog. This is something, by the way, that you should be doing frequently. You have to check out their blog because they're always posting in very interesting stuff. And this, in particular, shed light on the topic. In fact, you will find a link to their research notes in the episode description for those of you who are eager to explore it further. Now, the rise of plurilingualism in language learning and assessment is not surprising considering the globalized world we live in. In today's interconnected society, multilingual communication has become the norm, no longer the exception. We're moving away from the traditional approach that treated languages as separate entities and embracing the idea that languages are interconnected and that can be used interchangeably depending on the context. And it's not just about a theoretical shift. Language testing bodies, including Cambridge English, are now incorporating plurilingual abilities into their assessment practices. It's a significant change that reflects the evolving understanding of language abilities and how they should be evaluated. The Association of Language Testers in Europe, ALTE, which includes Cambridge English as a member, has been at the forefront of discussions on plurilingualism, emphasizing its importance in language assessment. You know, ALTE's 7th international conference was actually supposed to be focused on plurilingualism, but unfortunately it was postponed, you know, due to COVID-19 pandemic. Nonetheless, the fact that many papers were submitted on the integration of plurilingualism into language assessment shows the growing interest and recognition of this concept in the field. There have been several articles written on the topic, and they offer valuable insights into the plurilingual dimension in language assessment. These articles explore various aspects, such as the role of plurilingualism in English language learning and assessment, as well as the recognition of plurilingual competence in assessment. They also dive into how Cambridge English and other language testing organizations are responding to the need to recognize the value of learners' plurilingual repertoires. Now, integrating plurilingualism into language assessment goes beyond simply acknowledging the existence of multiple languages in an individual's repertoire. It's about understanding how these languages interact and influence each other, like pieces of a puzzle coming together. Imagine each language as a color in a vibrant painting, adding depth and richness to the overall picture. This understanding is vital for creating assessments that truly reflect an individual's language abilities and can provide valuable insights for language learning and teaching. I would say that plurilingualism is reshaping the landscape and language assessment, pushing for a more inclusive and comprehensive approach that acknowledges the dynamic and interconnected nature of our language abilities. As we dive deeper into this topic in the following sections, I think I would like to explore how plurilingualism is being considered in Cambridge Assessment English products and services, and I would also like to discuss the challenges and opportunities of assessing plurilingual repertoires. So stick around because there's plenty more to uncover. Now, before we move on, let me remind you that you can find the link to the Cambridge Assessment Research Notes in the episode description. It's an excellent resource if you want to dig deeper into this fascinating topic. Continuing with our exploration of plurilingualism and its implications for language assessment, let's delve deeper into what exactly plurilingualism means and how it is reshaping the assessment landscape. Plurilingualism as a concept has gained increasing recognition in the field of language learning and assessment. It is an acknowledgement that language abilities extend beyond a single language and encompass a dynamic and evolving linguistic repertoire. Picture it like a linguistic kaleidoscope, with individuals seamlessly using and switching between different languages based on the context at hand. This shift from a monolingual to a plurilingual perspective is not just a theoretical notion, it's a practical approach that marks a significant change in how we evaluate language abilities. The Association of Language Testers in Europe, ALTE, has been at the forefront of discussions on plurilingualism, emphasizing its importance in language assessment. They argue that tests should align with actual language practices and recognize that multilingual individuals draw upon resources from their entire linguistic repertoire. After all, if teaching is moving towards a multilingual focus, it only makes sense for assessment to follow suit. ALTE's perspective is in line with their recently revised Principles of Good Practice, which highlight the need for assessment to correspond to the language contexts in which learners find themselves. In the context of plurilingualism, learners engage with different languages across various contexts and with diverse language users. Through these interactions, the language user becomes a plurilingual, pluricontextual language learner, acquiring new languages to bridge communication gaps. It's a socio-cognitive understanding of language acquisition that takes into account the multifaceted nature of language use. Language assessment is broadening its horizons and to encompass multilingual constructs and incorporate them when relevant to the specific purpose of the examination. This, of course, allows exams to better reflect the complexity of diverse contexts. Recognizing that multilingualism is increasingly becoming the norm in many communities worldwide. So, a multilingual approach to language testing and assessment can take various forms, tailored to the purpose of the test, the test takers involved, and the specific context of the assessment. Let's take a fascinating example from the multilingual region of South Tyrol in Italy, where a bilingual assessment has been developed and implemented. This assessment goes beyond mere translation tasks and includes translanguaging in its reading and speaking components. It aligns with the CEFR descriptors for mediation, another incredible word. I mean, it's been talked about quite a lot recently. And, of course, plurilingual competences. Furthermore, an ongoing follow-up study investigates exam strategies and possible washback effects through in-depth interviews with exam candidates, providing valuable insights into the impact of the assessment. Another approach to plurilingual assessment allows test takers to receive input and produce output in multiple languages, leveraging their plurilingual repertoires to answer questions. This integrated plurilingual learning and assessment approach aims to break down the barriers between language classes and other subjects, recognizing that language skills have relevance and value across the entire curriculum. But plurilingualism isn't solely about proficiency in different languages. It's also about developing plurilingual competence more broadly, which means having the confidence to operate with languages that may not be fully known or even completely unfamiliar. The CEFR companion volume highlights some important concepts related to plurilingual competence, emphasizing the importance of language users' ability to navigate linguistic landscapes with flexibility and adaptability. Plurilingualism is definitely reshaping the landscape of language assessment, calling for a more inclusive and comprehensive approach that recognizes the dynamic and interconnected nature of individuals' language abilities. It's about understanding how languages interact and influence each other, like harmonious melodies in a symphony. This understanding is crucial for creating assessments that accurately reflect an individual's language abilities, providing valuable insights for both language learning and teaching. So, as we continue our journey exploring how plurilingualism is being integrated into Cambridge Assessment English products and services, you know, I would also like to uncover the challenges and opportunities that arise when assessing plurilingual repertoires. Now let's turn our attention to how Cambridge Assessment English, a leading authority in the field, is actively incorporating plurilingualism into its products and services. Cambridge Assessment English has gone beyond theoretical commitments and put plurilingualism into practice in the language assessments. One notable way they have embraced plurilingualism is through the use of cross-linguistic mediation. This approach allows test takers to tap into their entire linguistic repertoire, harnessing their plurilingual abilities to tackle assessment questions. It's like having a multilingual Swiss Army knife, where each language serves as a tool to navigate and communicate effectively. This approach isn't limited to language tests alone, but extends to other subjects within the curriculum, recognizing that language skills are interconnected in various disciplines. Apart from the example I previously mentioned, the one that took place in Italy, there's another innovative approach employed by Cambridge Assessment English, which is the use of test papers containing questions in multiple languages simultaneously. Test takers receive input in either language and have the flexibility to produce output in either language. It's like having a linguistic playground where test takers can freely explore and utilize their plurilingual repertoires to tackle questions. This approach not only showcases their language abilities, but also highlights the interconnectedness of languages and the fluidity with which individuals can switch between them. Cambridge Assessment English is also actively involved in various initiatives aimed at enhancing English language teaching, learning, and assessment in different contexts. They have contributed to the National Initiative for English Excellence in the Schools of Saudi Arabia, working towards enhancing English language education in the country. Similarly, they have collaborated on projects to improve English language teaching, learning, and assessment in state schools in Kazakhstan. These initiatives reflect the commitment to embracing plurilingualism and supporting language education on a global scale. However, the integration of plurilingualism into languages assessment does not come with its challenges. One of the key hurdles is enhancing teacher assessment literacy. Teachers play a vital role in the assessment process, and their understanding and acceptance of plurilingualism are crucial for the success of plurilingual assessments. It's like providing teachers with a compass to navigate the plurilingual landscape and empower them to assess their students' complex language abilities effectively. Addressing teachers' concerns about feasibility, fairness, comparability of test results, and the importance of maintaining educational standards is essential. This involves raising awareness and providing practical examples and research that validate the effectiveness of plurilingual assessment in practice. All in all, Cambridge Assessment English is at the forefront, as I said before, of integrating plurilingualism into its products and services. Through innovative approaches and ongoing research, they are paving the way for assessment that truly capture the complexities of multilingual individuals' linguistic repertoires. This not only makes their assessments more inclusive and comprehensive, but also provides valuable insights for language learning and teaching. It's like opening the door to a world where the diverse language abilities of individuals are acknowledged, valued, and assessed in a way that promotes linguistic growth and understanding. As we continue our exploration of plurilingualism and its impact on language assessment, let's now look at the assessment of learners' bilingual skills across different levels of the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages, you know, the CEFR. Assessing learners' bilingual skills across different levels is a complex task. It involves considering the full linguistic humanity of individuals with complex linguistic biographies who grow up to be, like myself, bilingual or plurilingual adults despite being born in an apparent monolingual reality. This approach allows exams to better reflect the complexity of many contexts, as multilingualism is becoming the norm for many communities across the world. The CEFR serves as a comprehensive guideline for language learning, teaching, and assessment, offering a standardized framework to compare language abilities across different languages. As the field of language assessment broadens its horizons to consider multilingual constructs, the CEFR plays a pivotal role in this process. It's like a compass that guides us in navigating the diverse linguistic landscape, as I said before. Assessing learners' bilingual skills within the framework of the CEFR presents a multifaceted challenge. This is incredibly fascinating. It requires taking into account the full linguistic humanity of individuals, recognizing their complex biographies. I previously mentioned that the Association of Language Testers in Europe revised its principles of good practice, in which they agree that assessment needs to correspond to the language contexts that the learners find themselves in. These may include different languages in many different contexts with many different other users, and learners will acquire new language to bridge communicative gaps that exist between themselves and others. These interactions mean the language user becomes a plurilingual, pluricontextual language learner and cites the acquisition of language very much within the sociocognitive understanding. The idea of functional multilingual assessment will be further explored in future research projects. However, we will need to broaden our scope of teacher assessment literacy. Assessment is an inherent part of the educational process and a powerful tool for both teachers and pupils to get more insight into the competencies of the students. However, teachers are not always sufficiently aware of the potential strength of assessment. Moreover, the literacy of the teachers that make valid claims about pupils' competences is threatened when teachers are not sufficiently aware of the potential benefits and pitfalls of accommodations. In the explorative research in this project that was carried out by Cambridge, it appeared that teachers do recognize that the language barrier that multilingual students face, but the idea is prevalent that it is not fair to attend this unless pupils have a label. Moreover, the prevailing idea is that differentiation is worth exploring in instructions, but not in assessment. We need to address the concerns that teachers have about feasibility, fairness, comparability of results, and the importance of not lowering the educational level. We need to work on awareness raising and enhance self-efficacy by validating research in practice in order to increase teacher assessment literacy. So, assessing learners' bilingual skills across different levels of the CEFR is a complex but necessary task in our increasingly multilingual world. It requires a shift in perspective, innovative approaches, and ongoing research to ensure that assessments accurately reflect the complex linguistic repertoires of multilingual individuals.
Continuing our exploration of the functional use of multilingualism in assessment, let's delve into the opportunities and challenges that arise in this burgeoning field. However, it also presents unique challenges that need to be addressed to fully realize its potential. One of the key opportunities of using multilingualism in assessment is that it allows exams to better reflect the complexity of many contexts. As multilingualism becomes the norm for many communities across the world, assessments need to reflect the full linguistic humanity of individuals with complex linguistic biographies. These individuals grow up to be bi- or plurilingual adults, despite being born in an apparent monolingual reality. The recognition of plurilingual competence enables going further in communication than in just one language. This can be replicated in the learning as well as the assessment spaces using digitally assisted authentic tasks, personalized to the learner and localized to the context as much as possible. For example, a video of a language learner using plurilingual resources to interact with locals and other tourists while on holiday could be used as evidence of an individual's plurilingual abilities. However, the functional use of multilingualism in assessment also presents unique challenges. One of the key challenges is the need to enhance teacher assessment literacy. Teachers play a crucial role in the assessment process, and their understanding and acceptance of plurilingualism can significantly impact the effectiveness of plurilingual assessments. Teachers' concerns about feasibility, fairness, comparability of test results, the ones I mentioned before, and the importance of not lowering the educational level involves awareness raising and enhancing self-efficacy through validating research and practice. The functional use of multilingualism in assessment offers significant opportunities for enhancing the accuracy and inclusivity of language assessments. However, it also presents unique challenges that need to be addressed. Through ongoing research and innovative approaches, these challenges can be overcome, paving the way for a more comprehensive and inclusive approach to language assessment. Continuing our exploration of the challenges surrounding the assessment of plurilingual repertoires, let's now turn our attention to the EvalIC project, an initiative specifically designed to tackle these challenges head-on. The EvalIC project recognizes the changing linguistic landscape, where multilingualism is becoming the norm in many communities worldwide. It emphasizes the importance of assessments reflecting the full linguistic humanity of individuals with complex linguistic biographies. These individuals, despite being born into seemingly monolingual environments, grow up to be bi- or plurilingual adults. It's like uncovering hidden gems of linguistic diversity within seemingly homogeneous settings. One of the key challenges addressed by the EvalIC project is the need to broaden teacher assessment literacy. Assessment is a powerful tool for both teachers and students to gain insight into competencies and promote learning. However, teachers may not always be fully aware of the potential strength and benefits of assessment. The project highlights the importance of teachers having the necessary literacy to make valid claims about students' competencies. Accommodations for multilingual students, such as addressing language barriers, need to be recognized and embraced, even without a formal label. It's crucial to dispel the notion that differentiation is only relevant in instruction, but not in assessment. This calls for addressing teachers' concerns regarding feasibility, fairness, comparability of test results, and maintaining educational standards. By raising awareness and enhancing self-efficacy through the validation of research and practice, teacher assessment literacy can be effectively enhanced. Within the EvalIC project, there is a focus on the use of cross-linguistic mediation, and an ongoing study is being conducted to explore its potential. This approach recognizes that plurilingual individuals can utilize their entire linguistic repertoire to mediate and bridge communication gaps. It's like being equipped with a versatile toolbox of languages to navigate and engage in various linguistic contexts. The project is a collaborative effort involving ALTI members and affiliates, contributing to the wealth of expertise in the field. Researchers like Van Avermaet, Fiorenza, and Diego Hernandez bring their insights and experiences from universities where ALTA members and affiliates are based. This collaborative nature ensures that diverse perspectives and approaches are considered, leading to a more comprehensive understanding of plurilingual assessment. So the EvalIC project stands as a significant initiative in addressing the challenges of assessing plurilingual repertoires. Through ongoing research and innovative approaches, the project aims to enhance teacher assessment literacy and develop assessments that accurately capture the intricate linguistic repertoires of multilingual individuals. It's a step toward fostering inclusive and effective assessment practices that empower learners and reflect the true depth and diversity of their linguistic abilities. Well, this is all for today's episode of What You Say in English. I hope you found this exploration of plurilingualism and its implications for language assessment useful and educational. The concept of plurilingualism is reshaping the way we approach language learning and assessment, recognizing the dynamic and interconnected nature of individuals' language abilities. We've seen how language testing bodies like Cambridge Assessment English are actively incorporating plurilingualism into their assessments, utilizing approaches such as cross-linguistic mediation and bilingual assessments. These innovations aim to provide a more comprehensive and inclusive evaluation of individuals' linguistic repertoires. However, we've also discussed the challenges that arise, particularly in enhancing teacher assessment literacy and addressing concerns about feasibility and fairness. It's important to raise awareness, share best practices, and provide teachers with the necessary support and resources to confidently assess plurilingual abilities. For publishers, the shift towards plurilingualism means developing materials that reflect this new reality, incorporating translanguaging, and providing guidance on assessing plurilingual competences. And for English teachers and students, it means embracing a broader understanding of language learning and assessment, valuing the entire linguistic repertoire, and developing plurilingual competences. As we continue to navigate this evolving landscape, let's embrace the opportunities that plurilingualism brings and work together to address the challenges. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll tune in next week for another episode of What You Say in English. Until then, bye-bye.